Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The guy in the Guardians is a little slow, but that's okay. It works. It works beautifully, doesn't it? A little slow, but it works.
Well, can we auto-tune him? Maybe we could do that. Maybe that would sound a little bit better.
No, I think he's okay. I mean, he's in tune. He's just a little slow to the take there. That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps, and the Guardians are going to the playoffs.
So you've never seen the movie Guardians?
Think about that.
Have you?
No.
That's what that's from.
No. Yeah, well, it's obviously from something, even though the guy sounds like LeBron.
He's pretty meaner, tougher.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, it's a version of Cleveland, this is for you.
Yeah.
Sounds the same. Kind of voice thing going.
Maybe.
Yeah, see?
I think about that.
See, okay. Now that I've got you in there, I've dragged you in, and now you're buying it.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right.
Number to join us is 216-578-0092, and why wouldn't you? We're celebrating a trip to the playoffs for a baseball team that's the youngest in baseball, among other things. Andy, I started thinking, what's impressed me most about this crew?
Okay, Jeff,
I just kept going because there are so many things about this team that impressed me.
Jeff, what impressed you?
Well,
that's all I want to ask you. Or what is impressing you?
The most impressive thing, and this is just an overall general thought, is in a year where you weren't expected to do much, and where you roll out the youngest team in Major League Baseball, you're going to the postseason. And this thing is sitting here primed for an extended run of contention. That's the most impressive thing. Now, that's real general, and I'm going to get specific in a minute, but that's real general. But that's what matters most. I mean, maybe the guys in the clubhouse thought they could win it. I'll bet the guys in the front office didn't think they would. Now, you and I said all year, from the beginning of the season, we said, you know how this is. You know how this team is. They have pitching, which ended up not being the absolute strength of the team. Wasn't bad, but you know it didn't carry them the whole way. Everything carried them. And in a season where you weren't expecting it, here's postseason baseball. That's really cool.
I'm good with that. I keep looking back and I'm like, what's surprising? You know, you start off this was the season of surprise, right? It started with Jose Ramirez. No, well, I mean, did anybody think he was going to sign that deal? Most people thought, well, he'd be out of here. They're not going to pay him. He's not going to be able to figure this thing out.
Hope they don't trade him.
That, I mean,
seriously, that was a thought during this season.
Jeff, speaking of surprises, did you think Oscar Gonzalez was going to have 325 at bats? That's a surprise for a guy that wasn't protected in the Rule 5 draft. Come on, I mean, the whole thing is...
Glad they finally listened and pulled him up.
Well, if they listen, did you think Bobby Bradley getting rid of him might be a blessing in disguise? Did you think that Franmil Reyes wasn't going to be here when the season was over?
There are all kinds of things here that are stunning.
This was the season of surprise, yep. And maybe they can surprise us even more in the playoffs.
Nixon Stowe. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, let me tell you, I've been looking forward to listening to you guys all day. Since you know, watching the game last night,
it was fun. Where were you when they clinched?
Oh, I was at home. I was actually keeping an eye on Stephen Kwan on my fantasy baseball team as well too to lead me to the championship last night.
So you doubled down yesterday. That's awesome.
Nobody cares.
I care.
I do too.
I care. The Menegheni's heartless. Absolutely heartless.
All right, Nick.
Nick, you got anything else, or are you just excited?
I'm excited. I mean, the best part of going into this postseason is it's a team. You think back to the beginning of the season and what everybody was thinking about with this team and what we were all thinking about. Like, we were all just trying to figure out, well, what do we got here? What's coming up? Well, we're at the end of the season and we know what we've got. And I feel like we've got a good chance to be successful. It will just be a matter of if, you know, all the young guys on our team have the mentality to succeed moving into the big picture. I feel pretty good about that, actually. I think that I think just the way that they all come together, I think they're going to surprise everybody again.
All right, Nick, thank you very much. See, once you're in, Andy, anything's possible. So that's the thing. And you want to be a hot team. This to me is so impressive in a specific thing, because we kept thinking, we kept talking, and it wasn't that we didn't think they could do it. The question was, could this happen? You knew at some point they were going to falter a little bit. And they closed out August and started September with a 5-game losing streak to Baltimore and Seattle. Remember? And we thought, oh, my God, here it goes. They dropped to 4 games over 500. They were 68 and 64. And you thought, oh, good Lord, here's the beginning of the end. Since that 5-game losing streak, the Guardians are 18 and 3. 18 and 3.
I remember sitting here last week before the, before the Chicago series?
That's crunch time. And the young guys not only met the challenge, they exceeded anything you threw out there. 18 and 3 since losing 5 straight to start the month of September and close out August.
I never thought they'd be able to wrap it up by Sunday. Last week, midweek, I'm like, man, they're 13, magic number was. I mean, they flew.
Boom, boom, boom.
You couldn't have asked for better mathematics than that, right?
No. And right now they have a 7-game winning streak. A 7-game winning streak.
What do you got?
Right now. Right now you've won 7 straight. How does a young team, the youngest team in baseball, how does the youngest team, and we want your phone calls, 216-578-0092. How does the youngest team in baseball lose 5 straight just when you start to get to that playoff pennant push and then rebound? And not just rebound, they go 18-3, folks, in their last 21 games. That is stunning. It's stunningly good.
I think the other part of this, too, is look. I mean, look at the runs they've given. They've hardly given up. The Minnesota game, what did they give up in that one? 6 runs. I'm just looking through it. There weren't many. Most of everything is 3-2-1-0 in these games. You know, they gave up 4 yesterday. Before that, 2. They gave up 3-2-2. An extra inning game, so I'm not going to count that. 4-0-0. Another extra inning. 1-3-2-3-1. I mean, they're not giving up runs during this stretch either.
No. Brian's in Euclid. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How are we doing this morning?
Good.
Wonderfully well.
Man, it's a beautifully blessed day to be a Guardians fan, a Browns fan, and a Cavs fan. What I wanted to call and speak on was these Guardians clinching, though. Here's the thing where baseball better be scared. This is the youngest team in baseball. These cats don't understand playoff pressure. They look like they're just going out there having fun. They are a well-united team. They're very well coached, but they don't understand playoff pressure. So they're going to do some damage in these playoffs. And the fact that since nobody is giving them a shot, they have that mentality. It truly is Cleveland against the world. This is about to be an exciting playoff, gentlemen.
Brian, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, I think the other part of this, too, is that you look at their record, they would still be in the playoffs right now, even with this record, if they hadn't won the Central. They would be a wild card. That's a wild card record right now, or they'd be right on the edge of it.
18-3 in the last 21 games. When you needed a playoff push, you got more than a push. I mean, you got shoved off a cliff, 18-3.
I mean, who would have thought that Chicago – somebody put out this great thing on Instagram yesterday. It was all the headlines at the beginning of the season about how they were last place, about no one gave them a chance, about having the White Sox printing their Central Division T-shirts. This was like back in April.
Yeah.
Like, forget about it. No one had a chance to win. And then all of a sudden, Chicago fell off the cliff, and then the Guardians were right there, man. You want to talk about playoff baseball, look what they've done. And now, you know, you talk about the 3 losses. Again, I go back to that 1 game against Chicago that they lost, 5-2. And I'm still like, I got all these emails about what are they doing with the rotation? I'm like, they know what they're doing. So what if they want to, you know, if you don't want to throw your best pitcher in this 1 game, so what? Look what they have done since that. They've lost 1 game since then, since September 16th. 1. Come on, man. They know what they're doing.
Here's how this offense has clicked, and it's been a different type of offense than many in Major League Baseball this year. And the fascinating thing to me is that they've been able to pull it off. They're second to last in the majors in home runs, 29th in home runs this year. And the other key offensive categories, they're just kind of middle of the road. But they've manufactured runs doing it the way that baseball used to be played. Back when 20 home runs in a season was a good season. They're 16th in runs scored. They're 14th in on-base percentage. So both of those middle of the pack. 10th in batting average. But it's a testament to the way the team plays and the way that, and I sometimes think a manager gets too much credit, and I think that he gets way too much blame usually if things don't go well. But the way that Terry Francona has enabled this team to play the game, 29th in home runs, and yet decent enough in everything else that you're scoring runs and doing a good job of it. Sam is in Cleveland. Sam.
Yeah, what's been incredible, back in the 90s when they hit home runs all day long, no matter what the score is, you always felt they could come back. And I thought you made a good point. For them being 29th in home runs, and even if it's 3-0, 4-1, 5-1 this year, they have that. You have that feeling, no matter what the score is, because these guys don't quit, that they can come back and win a game. I think that's been that's such a great feeling as a fan, and I'm sure as a player, it's, you know, the confidence. They just never feel they're out of it. And I will say, beginning of the year, listen, I didn't have them winning the division, but when you have the pitching that they do, that's one thing that you have to understand. Look at Tampa. How does Tampa do it? Well, they do it through pitching. How's Cleveland do it? Bieber, Savali, Plesac, McKenzie, and if you knew, and Quantrill, and if you knew those guys were healthy, that they would have a chance, especially in that, in this division, which is awesome. So my question to you, I know a lot of people yesterday were thinking, like, what was the turnaround? When did you really start to believe in the Cleveland baseball team? And I know a lot of people say that 8 RBI game that Naylor had after the 8th inning when they came back and beat the White Sox, I think that was a big belief game. Mine was when they played the Dodgers, and if I'm not mistaken, I don't believe Ramirez played that series because of his thumb. And they ended up winning 2 out of 3 in L.A.
Tito talked about that this weekend. I heard him in a pregame just talking about how he wanted to get back out on the field no matter what was going on.
That was big. What's impressed you most, folks? What's impressed you? Because our team is going to the playoffs. The coaching staff should be proud. Coaching staff did a great job. Front office rolled out a team that you thought, boy, this thing has some holes in it. And they filled them. They filled them with young players, with futures, guys who came up and played hard. And I can't wait to see where this goes. What's impressed you about this team, folks? And the laundry list is endless because it just keeps on going. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin.
I will tell you one thing that hasn't impressed me, the fact that you three didn't show up with your goggles on today. Because I had goggles on. I was ready to go. I was thinking we were throwing champagne and beer around in this studio.
Yeah.
But you guys are all lame. I'll just do it to myself.
The Terry Francona little clip there brought to us by Bally Sports Great Lakes. Thank you.
How about the shot of him with the cigar yesterday in the clubhouse?
He shouldn't smoke. He's had too many surgeries.
I don't know that he was. I didn't see anything. The end of it didn't look lit. I don't remember saying. He may have just been chewing on it.
By the way, Dano threw up a stat when we were talking about the stats, 29th in home runs, but the best strikeout ratio in Major League Baseball. This team doesn't strike out. What do? They put the ball in play. That's an organizational philosophy. Put the ball in play, right?
What was the deal? Like Kwan against Houston had gone like 50-plus pitches without something. It was some kind of ridiculous stat.
Without swinging and missing at a ball?
Yeah, without swinging and missing.
Well, he's one of the things, Andy, that I have found so impressive about this team.
At bats. It was 50-some at bats.
Really?
It wasn't just pitches. It was just like, what?
It's not just him, but I vividly remember the beginning of the season when we were all perplexed at the idea of Oscar Mercado being on the roster and Bobby Bradley. And
you weren't, though. You wanted Bobby to give a shot.
No, I wanted Bobby last year, and I wanted Bobby to get a shot. And Bobby had his shot. He hit some home runs, and he didn't make contact enough. You know, that's all I asked for. Give the guy a chance. He had a chance. He had a little bit of a chance this year, and he was horrendous. And Bradley Zimmer, they got rid of Bradley in early April, traded him to Toronto. They got rid of all these guys. They sorted through them. In fact, you could throw in Ernie Clement and Franmil Reyes. I mean, who'd have thought this team's offense would have been okay if Franmil was as bad as he was here? What did they do? They brought up Stephen Kwan at the beginning of the year. Stephen has been terrific. Out of nowhere, you bring up Oscar Gonzalez, who all he had done is hit 30 home runs 2 years in a row in the minors, yet you'd left him off the 40, man. Was almost the biggest blunder of this season. They're in, they're starters, and they look long-term. They look like long-term pieces in the outfield. You've gotten a look at a lot of your young guys for down the road. Nolan Jones, Will Benson, Gabe Arias, Will Brennan's up now, Richie Palacios was here, and pitchers who have done a pretty good job, Andy. You've gotten a look, Kirk McCarty and Cody Morris and Connor Pilkington. I wonder if Pilkington might be a starter in the postseason if they need him. Hunter Gaddis, Tanner Tully, all kinds of guys have had a look. And that's been so impressive to see. I've got more. The Heise is with us, Heise.
Hey, guys. Hi, Andrew, Heise. Shana
yes. Oh, Happy New Year to you, my friend. Happy New Year.
And then, hey, the Cleveland in me has to ask, did we clinch too early?
Oh, come on, Heise.
Everybody's clinched. That means everybody's clinched too early, so...
So how do you do the pitching staff now? Because you got to keep them healthy, too, at the same time.
That's the idea. Well, you pitch them.
It's hard not to throw a guy every 5 days. That's the rhythm.
You have to.
Your body knows
it. Yeah.
It's like.
You have to.
You know, it's muscle memory for these guys. Now, you may only let them go 100 pitches, or you might let them, you know,
have them go 85.
Let them go 5 innings. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah, tops. Yeah.
Get their work in. That's what it's going to be all about. Get in your work. Right, Heise?
Yep.
Absolutely. Come on. Go Kindergartens.
Ice. I like that one.
Hey, hi. Oh, you let him go. Never mind.
I did let him go.
I was going to ask a question.
In Medina, it's senior correspondent Ed. Hello, Ed.
Good morning for Phelps and Baskin, or Baskin and Phelps, or Menegan and the whole deal, but it's Championship Monday.
Woo!
And the best part was when Tito, you know, told guys, you know, he said, hey, we blank and won the whole thing and all that kind of stuff. And they are jumping around like little kids. And that was a great thing.
Well, they are little kids.
My topic today is...
They are little kids.
Yeah, they are. This is a Jeff Phelps team. And I did sense in your previous remarks about, you know, some of your favorite guys didn't work out. And I think the thing is, what it shows is this organization and this management, you know, they know far more than we know. And they, you know, they let Bobby Bradley and Zimmer and Wu Chang and all that kind of stuff kind of, okay, you get another chance to see what's going on. But they brought guys up, and they didn't bring Kwan up. He won the job in spring training, right?
Exactly. So, brought him up to start the season. You know, they put a kid in the outfield, and we just thought, who is this guy? Because he wasn't one of their top guys, you know?
Well, and that goes to show you they know a lot more than we all know, you know, which you said. And then think about the trade. Lindor, who are these guys? Rosario and Jimenez, and then the Clevenger trade. So I think, you know, while everyone wants to complain about the Dolans and the name and all that kind of stuff, when you look at the management and the staff and player evaluations, what in the one draft they drafted, they had 18 draft picks, 17 were pitchers. I've heard that their pitchers are, you know, pretty good in the minors. So, you know, everyone wants to, you know, question, why didn't they bunt the ball? Why didn't this? Tito Francona, using the phrase, has forgotten more baseball than anybody. You know, I mean, people react to things like they're managing a little league team. The information that's out there that they analyze for pitchers and players and all that, I mean, where did that ship come along? Because, you know, they analyze where guys hit. So I think there's, you know, people kind of apply, you know, overall kind of views on things when they don't know anything. And this team and the management, they know they can't spend a lot of money. How about not trading for everybody? And then, you know, you pick up on the thing, how aggressive they run. So I think a lot of people, you know, don't pay attention to all that stuff. And now you got a team, the youngest team. How about, is this the first team that's changed its name that have made the playoffs? That's another new stat.
Let's go with that one. All right, Ed, nicely done.
For Baskin and Phelps,
woo,
just to be traditional,
Yes.
But Jeff laughed at something I said, so it could be Phelps and Baskett. Have a great Championship Monday.
Like that, Ed. Thank you very much. Championship Monday. Championship Monday.
Yes.
You got to like it.
Oh, yeah.
Ed just touched on something else that I jotted down as something that really impressed me. The Lindor trade, and Francisco's having a fine year, okay? There's no question he's having a fine year. And that's good. Fine. But Amed Rosario and Andrés Giménez have been one of the absolutely essential aspects of this team. Giménez has played Gold Glove caliber defense at second base, and Rosario has been just fine at shortstop. And they've left him there. They didn't put him back out in the outfield. Well, why? Because you had the emergence of Kwan and Gonzalez, part of it. And the other part, he just kind of calmed everything down. And Rosario is tied for third in Major League Baseball with 171 hits. Or excuse me, in the American League with 171 hits. And you get an all-star appearance out of Andrés Giménez, and he's hitting .303, seventh in the American League. Those are two of the guys you get in the trade for Francisco Lindor. Outstanding. Just outstanding. Bill's in Parma. Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, good morning. No, that was a steal, if you really look at it, getting two players like that. And I think Giménez is, what, 23?
He is 23.
Yeah, and I mean, that's amazing. You know, this idea of home runs is much overrated. Tell me, would you rather have Dave Kingman or Kwan?
Oh, it depends on the year.
Would you rather have Kwan or Rob Deere?
Okay, I'll definitely take Kwan.
Would you rather have Kwan or Mark Reynolds?
Yeah, I get your point. Kwan is so much fun to watch, and Billy makes things happen. See, that to me is what's been missing with so much of Major League Baseball, is you don't have guys who are making things happen offensively. You know, for a number of years, it's been guys who what'd you do? You flew out. Okay, you flew out. You struck out. Oh, wait, there's your home run. You know, and so it's just been so entertaining to watch.
Oh, and Jeff, you know, it's called the Adam Dunn effect. You know, you either hit a home run, you walked, or you struck out. And you talk about boring baseball. But the other day, I'll tell you what got me excited was Straw was on first base. Kwan hit a double. And I'm telling you, you talk about two track stars running the bases. And, I mean, it was amazing. And to me, that's the fun part of baseball. I hope next year Kwan steals more bases. But I do think that this team has the potential of going far. I think my biggest worry is not the Yankees. It's really the Houston Astros. But Francona.
You won't see them till the end, though. You would have to see them in the American League Championship.
Right.
They'll be the ones.
I mean, but nonetheless, that team worries me a little bit. But nonetheless, Francona is beyond good. He allowed this team to play, never got down on them, and this is really what a manager is all about.
Bill, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I still just keep going back to the incredible stretch that they're in right now. They've won 7 straight and 18 of 21 games since they had that bad stretch where they lost 5 straight to Baltimore and Seattle. When you thought, okay, it's unraveling, maybe. Can this young team bounce back? And that's the key. A young team handled by great coaching staff. A young team handled adversity in a pennant race and didn't just handle it, they flourished coming out of it. We're going to talk Guardians a little bit later on in the show. Anthony Castrovince from MLB.com will join us at noon. Up next, Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, covers the Browns right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.